wake up each morning brimming with excitement, overjoyed to begin a new day? Does your work satisfy and fulfill you? Are your relationships healthy and supportive? Does your lifestyle support your dream version of you? And finally, are you happy? Join Maya Voce, mystic warrior and energy goddess, as she takes you on a journey through the amazing world of energy. Harness the infinite powers of the universe and allow your real light to shine through. Anything can be yours. You only just have to believe.
And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce coming to you live from Volcano, your host and guide to the power of five here on Om Times Radio. How are you all? How blessed to be here in this space again and sharing this time with you. I'm filled with gratitude for your presence and your energy and your breath. So let's take a big breath because there's been lots going on, right? So we've got lots to talk about today. My head was just filled with, oh, I want to talk about this and I want to share this. So let's just see what unfolds this next hour, which is just a blink of time. But I wanted to share with you just some aloha and blessings from this beautiful island. We have a beautiful sunny day here in Volcano, which is not been the trend for the last 3 days. It has been rainy and chilly, perfect for doing some thinking and introspection because that is where we are energetically. And we're going to dive into that still with Venus in retro, touched on that last week, and out of the void, but not quite in the beginning. So we're going to talk about that today. And of course, our big topic today is about emotions. Emotions. Why do we have them? What do they mean? Are they just here to annoy us? No, we're going to dive into that topic. And my little one out there marching around with a stick for some reason, playing some game that only she knows, here to share her fun fact at the bottom of the hour. And we were just practicing apparently more fish stories. Very interesting things. I'm learning lots about what she has to share, lots about fish. So really, really interesting. Bring your little ones. And we'll be doing that later on. So I'm hoping, beyond hope, that you're feeling like you can breathe a little bit. We started talking last week how Venus has begun her descent into the underworld, we say. She's out of the sky. Venus usually present in the morning sky as a morning star. And she does every so often, you know, this descent, and we don't see her. And so when she does that, she takes us all into the underworld. And it's this time of introspection. And again, how perfectly, thank you, Mother Nature, perfectly suited to what we've been through. We've been through, you know, this thrust into this void, thrust into these super, super intense energies, this intense change, period of transformation. And it's really just sent us all reeling, you know, just to put it that way, energetically at least, very strong energies. And now we've reached this plateau. So we had started talking last week that we're out of the void, yes, but not in the new beginning. And there's just so much happening and so much, again, perfectly planned, Mother Nature from exiting the void, Venus taking her descent. And now we have this time of just going within, but going within with a focus on, as it's Venus, with relationship, but really strongly I'm feeling with relationship to self. It's a very heart-centered energy. So if you've been feeling a bit weepy, emotional, all, you know, part and parcel of Venus energy, I know I have, this past week, just for no reason, just sitting and going, okay, well, this emotion has come up and hey, so perfect. We're going to talk about emotions today, but this emotion has bubbled up. Why is it coming now? You know, so it's a lot of, you know, again, it's been so intense, the whole first part of the year, so intense and really keeping us like just off kilter. And now we've had a chance to, and we are going to have a chance all through June. It's almost June already. Goodness. This year is just flying by. We're going to have a chance to just have that breath of air, just showered with this, you know, it is love energy. It is Venus, you know, heart-centered, heart-opening, but allowing these things to kind of come to surface that really have been pushed aside because we just didn't have time to focus on them. You know, it wasn't time to focus on us because there was so much going on. So now the universe is saying, okay, so this is what we're doing now. Okay. We were in the void, which again, if you hadn't following along the last couple of weeks, you know, it's a period of no new beginnings, no new endings. It's just this mix, you know, it's this big stew of what's going on. So we're sitting in that space. It's an unsettling time. You know, it's a time to go into the darkness. Lots of change, just, you know, no clarity, no sense of what's going on outside of the void. We are right now, you know, at that threshold. The void is behind us. We can kind of take a breath, but again, not into that new beginning yet. You know, it is going to be a whirlwind. Getting there is going to move very quickly, but in these next weeks, so we've got 6 weeks now, really to take that time to journal and really see, okay, you know, where am I now? But even more than that, these are big karmic things right now, because there's not one human being on the face of the planet that isn't here by choice at this time. And this is a time of great transformation for our world, for our people, our you know, all of humanity. It's a big time of change and transformation. So you might want to, in your journal or in your thoughts under the tree, just ask yourself, you know, what is my purpose? And I've been having chats with lots of people in this area, in this field. And everyone, you know, it kind of has a sense of, oh, my goodness, I really feel like I'm meant to be here now. This is the work that I'm really meant to do. You know, maybe you've been dabbling in some projects over the past years, and now they're really coming to the surface, and you're saying, no, this is it. This is really why I'm here. So we have that group. And then, you know, there might be the other group that says, well, I'm not really sure. But maybe, you know, again, time to really sit with yourself and sink into your heart space. If you are not familiar with talking to your heart, we did a little quick exercise last week where I said, just, you know, connect, ground your energy, put your hand over your heart, and ask yourself, ask your heart, hey, hello, what do you have to tell me? You know, connect. And when we dive into emotions in just a little bit, it's all about connecting. It's all about that becoming aware, right? You have to forge that connection. You know, we have these three parts, right? We've got our body, we've got our mind, we've got our spirit, and we tend to separate them. They're not separate. We just jump to the punchline. They're not separate. They are really one thing, but we have to forge that connection. We have to work at it. It's not something that in the society, it becomes natural. You know, there's not a class in school, really, unless you go to an energetic healing program like I did that really focuses on that. You know, it's not in the normal curriculum. So it is something that you have to work on, and we're going to talk about that with emotions today. Really forging that connection, and, you know, some little exercises. None of these things are big exercises. It's just a commitment, you know, a few moments every day, 10 to 15 minutes, which I know some of you out there with kids at home are saying, that's even too much. Well, okay, these are important things. So I'm going to say, you know, 10 to 15 minutes of dedicated to yourself to forge this connection and really see what's going on within, you know, and to talk to your heart space. So how do we get on this? Oh, so Venus, of course, is really pushing us into that heart space now, really opening that heart chakra, and allowing these things that have really been pushed aside for these past months to come to the surface now. So I'm feeling, you know, today with this energy, it is a much lighter energy. It is asking us to go within, and I can tell it's a go within energy because, like, my friends have disappeared. And you might have noticed that as well. Or maybe you had a busy weekend. You know, I'm not sure what's going on in your household, but it's the normal texts I get and calls, they seem to have just disappeared. And I say, okay, I get it, because I'm in that same place of just wanting to journal. And of course, the weather here in Volcano is just perfect for that, because it's been rainy and about 60 something. So perfect to just snuggle up with a good book for as long as your child allows you to do that. Last night, there got to be a point where she said, I'm done with my schoolwork. Here's a game, and now switch focus. All right. So that's always the juggle of a mother and father, not to, you know, leave anyone out. It's just me in the household. So, you know, focusing on that energy for the moment. But there was a moment yesterday, she said, all right, that's it. So it is a big juggle of switching. So I'm a very thoughtful person, and I like to be in that place of thought. But that's very boring for a child. So we had to switch. Anyway, moving along. So we're in this heart-centered energy. opening of the heart chakra, but really asking, again, big questions. You know, who are you? And who's your what's your relationship with yourself? Do you like to spend time with yourself? Are you comfortable with doing that? You know, are you comfortable to sit on the side and journal on your own and just go into the underworld that we're asking to follow Venus and her journeys right now? And if not, why not? So those are some good journal questions for you this week. Let's see where that brings you. Yeah, you know, not little stuff we're in right now. This whole year is not little stuff. And I feel like, you know, the past 10 years, it seems like more I do this, I say, yeah, some big stuff. And I should just start out every time I connect with, yeah, big stuff out there. We're beyond the big stuff. We're in it now. That's really what it's about. So, oh, dreams, forgot to mention. Dreams right now. Are you having amazing dreams? Because that's also what this energy is about. Really strong dreams with strong messages. Every night, it seems, I'm having a different variation of the same dream. So if that's not a message, I don't know what it is. no, just really big dreams. This is a time of heightened psychic ability. Your intuition is very open. So don't, please, please, please don't ignore it. When you're working with that heart energy and you're connecting to that heart energy, you know, that's your wisdom right there. That's your seat of wisdom. That's your intuition. That's your guide. So when I work with groups, we work with connecting with the energy. Once you connect, you will begin to understand how your heart communicates with you. You know, we're all different. We all have a body, yes, and with some similar parts, but each of us is unique. Each of us is unique. So the way that your body will communicate with you will be unique. So you might be open to hearing how other people, you know, they receive their information, but please don't take it to heart because we're all different. And your connection with your body is your connection. And I'm going to say it now. You are the one that knows your body the best, all right, and what it's communicating. And of course, we're talking energetically. You know, what is it energetically communicating to you in whatever manner that is? You know, I get things from impressions. I'm all over the place. I get a lot of everything. I have very clear vision scenes almost, you know, that I'm left to describe and tap into. But everyone is a little bit differently. We'll receive that information a little bit differently. But please do dive in and at least begin that communication. So what I was going was to say in these groups, we'd forge that connection. We'd open up the space to receive that information. And then here's the important thing though, okay? If your heart is giving you this piece of information that really is important to you, you need to follow it. That's the important bit. That's where people tend to stop. They go, yes, you know, I received this great message. I'm really feeling. Tells us instantly where someone is in, you know, they're in that heart space. So I'm really feeling, I would like to, you know, study this, for example, or I'd really like to go visit this place, whatever it is. And then we kind of discount it. And we go on with our day. And so that's when I stop in the group and I say, okay, so here's the important thing. It's one thing to forge that heart connection, one thing to tap into your heart. That is beautiful. But when your heart is speaking, follow it. All right? Because that's your guide. All right? And again, talking about emotions, which is our topic for today. It's all about that barometer, right? This is your emotional guidance system. There is that purpose for why you're feeling something, but I'm going to table it there because I don't want to quite dive into it just yet. But you do, you know, follow it. The more you follow what your heart is speaking to and what your intuition is saying, you know, even if it's something that your brain is saying, hey, that's completely random, so I'm going to overthink now, which your brain tends to do, right? Like, let's say you just wake up in the morning and go, you know what? I really feel like trying out that new cafe up the street. You don't know why. Your brain says, oh, but I have a million things to do and it's not practical, blah, blah, blah. And you talk yourself out of it. Well, let's say you were going to make this connection with this fabulous new friend or this someone that was going to open a doorway to an opportunity in your career. And you don't know that. And you've just talked yourself out of it. So, you know, your heart sees everything. Your heart knows why you're here on your soul purpose. So listen to it, honor it, you know, go with those hunches. That's what this energy is also about, is sitting and really feeling into things. get out of our heads. We've been in our heads too much this year already. So this is a time to sit back. You always hear me say, sit back under a tree. If you can find that beautiful spot in nature, I think the United States is warming up mostly. I've even seen Chicago is warmed up. I still get their little weather alerts and chuckle when it's 45 and, you know, the middle of summer. So, okay. I love Chicago. No, I'm 40 years there. So, you know, it's near and dear to my heart. But I could not live in that cold anymore. That's just not something I can do after 9 years in Sydney. And now, of course, in Hawaii, which, of course, as my daughter laughs, we're probably in the coldest place in Hawaii. But I'm finding it very nourishing here. So, but no, it's certainly it is something to live on a volcano. And as I've expressed to her, it is a calling to come and be in that energy of Pele, which is, of course, the heart of transformation in the work I do. So, you know, it makes complete sense to me. But my little one says, I never asked to live on a volcano. And, you know, sure enough, she did not. But she comes with. And there's a purpose as for her as well to be here as there is for anything. But just another quick tangent going off on my doggy walk this morning, because you've heard me talk about my little dog Sylvester and how he wanders around the neighborhood and says hello to the neighbors. Always comes back, just goes up the road. But I've had to curtail him from doing that just to keep him safe. Well, I say that, but there's nobody up here at all or cars even, really. But so I've been taking him for a good hike in the morning, and this morning, which is a glorious morning, as I said, the sun was shining, birds singing, and there was a smell of sulfur in the air because, again, we do reside on a volcano, and there is that smell every day, and I love it. I adore it because it reminds me where I live, which I think is just so super cool. Again, little one has a differing opinion, but I think it's really cool. So just that the air rich with the scent of sulfur this morning. So that's how I started my day. It's such a lovely thing. Now, yes, emotions. let's tap into them. You can tell I'm in a great mood and some happy emotions. But, you know, emotions are all over the place all the time, right? We probably have a zillion emotions, and yes, I've counted. That's an accurate number. No, I'm kidding. But we have a zillion different sensations that are coming up into our body all day, all of the time. What do we do with that? Do we pay attention to it? Do we? I mean, can you honestly say that throughout your day, you know, in a typical day, right, when you're going off to work with other people, on a typical day, are you really aware of what's going on within you? You know, are you really aware when your buttons are pushed? Unless it's really extreme, then we become really aware, right? We're really, really pushed and into that place of anger or frustration. You know, it always seems to be the lower based emotions that really grab us, isn't it? You know, if you're talking with your friends, don't they really share, you know, this, I was annoyed today because of this, or, you know, got really angry or frustrated over this. Rarely, I think, do we say, I had this really joyful moment. So I'm just putting out to all of you, I'd like to encourage that, is that we share on a positive note. And that taps in so nicely to emotions, because what we don't want to do when we're acknowledging emotions, of course, is we don't want to sit in those lower, heavier based emotions, because that really, I don't want to say destroys, that's too harsh of a word, but really affects. It really affects our energy field. So, you know, the name of the game here with anything is to go from fear to fabulous, which is my new favorite expression, and really shifting those emotions from those lower based fear. Everything lower is fear based. It's all attached to fear in some way. Oh, here's my little dog who thinks that it's time to crawl into my lap. No, Sylvester, not go back to sleep. So we want to shift from that fear to fabulous, you know, get out of that fear based and into that place of feeling fabulous and amazing. So perfect place to take a little break. I'll be back in just a moment and we will dive head on into emotions. Okay.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
It is time to celebrate self-discovery and personal growth. But you know, your efforts have to be consistent in order to stay balanced and to overcome depression and fears. So, what new books are available? How do you stay centered? Elizabeth Joyce and her guests will help you find out. That's Elizabeth Joyce on Let's Find Out, Mondays at 6 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's just very delicate. And hello, hello. This is Maya Voce, your host and guide to the Power of Five here on OM Times Radio, coming to you live from semi-sunny right now, Volcano, Hawaii, and sending you aloha and many blessings for a beautiful journey, beautiful day. So today we are diving into emotions. You know, why do we have them? What do they do? What are their purpose? And of course, we are talking energetically, as we all do in this circle here with me. Everything is about energy. We are energy beings residing in an energy world. And yes, emotions are energy as well. Stay, my little fun fact child. We will get to them in a moment. So let's start off with this, right? And I'm sure you've heard me say this before. There's two ends of the energy spectrum, you know, and I keep things simple here. We humans, we complicate everything. Doesn't have to be complicated. Very simple. Lower end, heavy, the heavier end of the spectrum, where we have fear and everything related to fear. We have anger, frustration, all these fun things that really bring us down. And literally, you know, I love language, right? Masters in linguistics for a reason, because I just adore language. And I adore these kind of expressions that come to us, because look at what we say. You know, it's bringing me down. Well, technically it is. It is actually bringing you down energetically. It's lowering your vibration. So look, energy work has made it out into our lexicon. So really key into those things. Well, I do anyway, but I'm fascinated with that. All right. So the other end of the spectrum, we have love and everything related to love. And we did a show a couple of weeks ago talking about gratitude and what just an amazing energy that is, and how it's the gateway and doorway to manifestation, because it brings us wholly in alignment. And that is the key. We want to be in alignment. And again, beautiful segue into emotions, because what is the purpose of emotions? It tells us when we're out of alignment. That really is what it's telling us. And they are messages from our energy body field. That's what there is. They have a purpose. So because they have a purpose, and because it's our body telling us when we're out of alignment, which is kind of an important thing, we like to be in alignment, because being out of alignment, especially on a continuous basis, in a very, let's say, severe, intense way, can create dis-ease within the body. Everything related to our thoughts. So if your mind throughout the day is focusing on these negative thoughts, and again, we have just come through the void and in this really unsettling time, I'm sure lots of thoughts have been pulled down into that negative energy, you know, into that heavier range, that fear-based range. Now's the time to really take focus of that and take control of it and clear it. You know, how do you do that? Okay, we're going to talk about it a bit. And as the weeks go on, by the way, June, I've decided all of June is abundance month, because we've been sitting in lack and fear, and we really need to refresh ourselves. We'll be working on it a lot in June to bring your vibration up, talking about different aspects of abundance and how you can get yourself there and what it means. So all of June coming up. But when we're working with emotions, again, it is a signal. So why is it that we don't pay attention to them unless they really grab us, you know, unless they're really, really sitting in an intense emotion and we can't, you know, can't ignore it for that moment. But there's lots of little signals coming up throughout the day. And again, do you pay attention to them? Is it something that you are aware of on a moment-to-moment basis? Because I'll tell you what, you know, the journey of becoming consciously aware, there's that key word. It is about becoming aware. Spoiler alert. It is about becoming aware and about taking the role of observer, you know, observing what's going on within your body, not burying it down and soldiering on and all the other things we've been taught to do. You know, take something and then go back to work and forget how you're feeling until you do that for so many days. And then, right, it's just hit you in the face. This is about stepping outside and really noticing what's going on and noticing it when it happens. That's also kind of key. It's noticing when it happens, because the next part of that journey is getting to the bottom of it. If your button is pushed, for example, right? It doesn't do you any good to just say that pushes my button and move on with your day. You stop and you say, okay, I recognize my button is being pushed or has been pushed or is being pushed, right? Continuously. Why? What is it that is pushing that button? What is feeding it? What is the root of it? It's getting to the bottom of that that gives us power, because then we can shift it. We can't shift something if we're ignoring it. Right? It's like your body pushing that anger, frustration, you know, that heavy energy button over and over to get your attention. It's not there to annoy you. It's not there to overwhelm you either. And here's the thing in very yoga philosophy. You know, when we come to that point where we have an emotion, and we all have emotions. There's not one human being who doesn't have an emotion, because that's part of being human. That's part of our makeup. So when you are having and expressing that emotion, the name of the game is don't allow it to suck you down and get stuck in it. If it pulls you in and all you're sitting in then is that box of constriction of that emotion, then you've lost the plot, as my husband would say. He's with us again, you know, in this space. You've lost it. You've lost the game. The trick to the emotion is recognizing it, stepping outside and saying, all right, what's going on? All right, body, let's work together here and see really what's going on. Because that is the thing that is causing the disharmony within you, is sending you out of alignment, right? We want to be in alignment. We want to be in alignment with our soul and with source, that divine energy. And when we're pushed with that anger button, for example, it's saying something's there that needs attention. You could say needs healing. I don't like that word in this instance. It just needs attention, needs some love from you. And it also has everything to do about our lessons, where we're at, because that's why it's pushing your button right there, to get your attention to and back to why you're here. Now, I'm going to pause on this big topic for a moment, because my little one is jumping up and down and distracting the just everything. I was thinking of some choice words that are not appropriate for right now, but, you know, so we're going to switch to fun facts for kids for a moment. I love it. So, hello, Magda, how are you?
Good.
Okay, you're having a fun time out there just jumping around with a stick, huh? What game are you playing? I wasn't supposed to see that. It's one of those moments. So anyway, we've got a great topic today. What's your topic?
Pufferfish.
Pufferfish. We actually saw a pufferfish when we came to Hawaii last year, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was the first pufferfish I've ever seen. How about you? No, you've seen others. Sadly, it was not living, but that's anyway, it was an interesting experience. So pufferfish. All right, take it away. What's our fun fact today?
Did you know that the shark knows pufferfish's teeth don't stop growing, so they have to eat coral to grind them down? Otherwise, they would grow and grow, and they couldn't close their mouth.
I had no idea that that was the case with pufferfish. That was very, very interesting. And where do you learn all these fun facts?
Television.
Television. Why did I ask, right? Why mind I ask? Okay. Well, in this case, that was very informative, and we greatly appreciate you sharing this fact about pufferfish today, and the fact that they're kind of like gardeners of the coral beds?
Yeah, and they're kind of like gerbils, too.
Yes, I was telling Magda a story of I had a gerbil when I was probably younger than her. We had two gerbils, and one gerbil just, I don't know, refused to eat, and his teeth got very long. And fortunately, her grandfather, Pop-Pop, is a dentist, and that's very handy when you have to trim gerbil teeth. So, yes. I'd forgotten all about that. That was a long time ago. So, all right. Thank you so much for that tale about pufferfish. Hope you guys enjoyed that. Go about your playing morning. All right. Okay. Thank you. And for all you moms out there, you know, summer coming up, if you'd like to give your kids one kind of important, informative task for the summer, they can come up with their own fun facts and just drop it as a message or on my Facebook. Mia Five Voce, and we'll be happy. Magda, of course, will be happy to share that and read that and say your kids' names. And yeah, it'll be a fun little treat for them, probably, I would think, right? So, all right, moving along, our fun facts. Let's get back to emotions, right? Oh, a bigger topic than pufferfish. We're dealing with this emotion, and we're talking about stepping outside of it to observe it, right? Because you don't want the emotion to take control of you, which is why anger, and not to go off and just single anger out, tons of books and material written on the subject of anger, but it can be so all-consuming. You know, it's just this burning emotion that can consume us, literally. So when we're experiencing these heavy emotions, step outside of them and say, really, what's going on? Because this is the journey. This is the journey of discovery, of conscious awareness, is knowing what's going on within you. You're really the only one that knows you're having that experience. Unless it's so, you know, over the top. We know when people are angry, right? Even if we don't see it, you can feel it, because our energy speaks louder than anything we can say. You know, our energy is communicating first with the people in the room. You know, but where is it focusing within you? So here's the other thing. Yes, step outside, observe. You know, where, why? Going in two directions at once here. So what I want to say is this is, you know, why is it pushing your buttons? What's going on? What's at the heart of that? But my guides right now keep on showing me this image of the body. So we want to, I'm going to go there now and leave that for a second. So we want to connect with what is going on within your body. How is it feeling? You know, I know everyone understands anger, but do you really know what it is doing to your physical body? When we experience it, we get caught up in it, because it is that all-consuming emotion. So I think last week we mentioned there's a meditation you can do. You just sit in anger for a moment, you know, recall a time that you were angry, but you're doing this for the purpose of understanding how it's affecting your body. You know, what are you doing when you're angry? It is a very constrictive energy, because anything at that fear spectrum is constrictive, compared to anything at the love spectrum, which is expansive. And we talked about that when we dove into gratitude, how it is such an expansive emotion, an expansive state of energy. It connects us. It's a big connector, and of course brings us into ultimate alignment, and is the doorway to manifestation, because that is the place that we manifest in the present moment. Only in the present moment, when we are in perfect alignment, it opens that doorway. It's such a beautiful emotion, such a high level emotion, state of energy. But going back to the constrictive energy, and anger, what is it actually doing to your body? So where do you feel it? You know, are your hands clenched? Are your teeth clenched? That constrictive is actually physically represented within your body, right? It is constricting. But everyone is a little bit unique. So go through this experience, because then you can actually see, feel, understand how it's being expressed energetically in your physical plane, your body, right? Then we move away from anger, clear the room, and then recall a time that you were able to, you know, sit in joy or gratitude, a birth of a child, a beautiful experience that you had, something that's going to raise your vibration so that you're left sitting in that energy. And again, where is it present in your body? How is it making you feel? Now, you want to end with the positive note on the low, on the higher end of the spectrum, because that's where you want to get on a daily basis. Yes, on a daily basis. You know, you want to start your day focusing your energy. You know, how do you start your day? Do you start your day, the alarm goes off, and it's just, you know, a million tasks right away? Unfocused thoughts lead to an unfocused day, period. And in a bigger spectrum, an unfocused reality that you're creating. We control our thoughts 100%. We control our reality 100%, because thoughts create reality. There is no separation. What you are thinking affects your physical field, affects the reality out there. Those three things are together. They cannot be removed. So if we begin our day focusing on energy, focusing on our energy field and getting into that place of a higher vibration, managing our thoughts, that is going to lead to a focused day. And that is going to drive us to create, manifest that reality that we want. That's how you do it. Every single day, take 10, 15 minutes. Get up earlier. I don't know. Just put it into your day. Is that you're sitting there in your meditation, and you're going through exercises, one, to raise your vibration, but two, what is it that you want? You know, what is it? What is the life that you envision? Oh, and you create that vision within your mind until you feel the shift within your body. And you know you have that shift because you feel it, because you understand what gratitude feels like. You understand what it feels like to be in that expansive place of energy. Oh, I get excited about that because it's such a beautiful place to be. And if you can do this practice every morning, just a few moments, like I said, to visualize your thoughts, focus your energy, my goodness, it's unstoppable. Wait till you see how your life changes. Wait till you see how your day changes, because you are in the driving seat now. You are in that, you know, riding the horse. whatever analogy we can come up with here, but you are in control. You know, it's not about outside stuff. It's about that journey within and dealing with emotions. It's all about that journey of going within that heart space, paying attention to what's there, and uncovering, right? Uncovering what is it? What is it our body is saying to us? What is it that emotion is describing to us? Why is it grabbing our attention? Don't just push it down. Please, if there's anything at all I could ask of anybody out there, don't, you know, let's get out of this habit of pushing our emotions down and saying, you know, it's not going to deal with you. I don't have time for that. Not what I want to deal with. You know, and that might be so. You know, throughout the day, it might be a situation where you go, all right, I can't deal with this at this moment, but I have observed that it's pushed my button. I'm recording the scenario. And later, when I have some time, I am going to take out that journal and really dive within and see why it's pushing my button and what I can do to shift it. Because remember, that's the important thing. Once you're doing this uncovering work, you know, there's a reason to it. And a lot of this work, you know, it's big work. It's big work to dive within, because these are moments that can be sticky, uncomfortable. But that's where the journey of transformation exists. The journey of transformation isn't going to be just sitting in joy all the time. It is that diving within, and it is doing the work of discovery, doing the work of stepping outside and being observer. And like I said, those are sticky moments. Those are uncomfortable moments. But if you want to open the doorway to transformation, then make friends with that discomfort, because that's where transformation occurs. So are emotions here to annoy us? No. They're here to be guide points. You know, they are our emotional guidance system. It's our body communicating to us. So first off, you know, begin that relationship with your body. Wherever you are in that relationship, Begin it today. Maybe you're far advanced and you have great communication with your body. Maybe you're just beginning the journey. It's all good. It's no bad or good. It's just where it is today. So make a commitment today. You know, don't put it off tomorrow. Make it today. Perfect time to take a little breath, and we'll come back. More thoughts on emotions.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
This is Maya Voce here on the Power of Five here on Om Times Radio and coming to you live from Volcano, which was sunny, but as of course shifts time here. So the storm clouds are coming in. So we'll see what the rest of the day brings. It was so beautiful to sit and have some sunshine on our faces this morning. So we'll see what happens. Anyway, we've been talking about emotions and how, you know, they're not present to just annoy us. They are present to be observed and to be part of the human experience. But if we'd like to understand more of what they are saying, we need to forge that connection with our human body. The body intelligence, the body can communicate to us, and that is one of the strongest, most important ways that it communicates to us is through our emotions, these energy signals telling us when we're off kilter, we're out of alignment with our soul purpose, with where we want to go, with source divine energy. So there's something to pay attention to, right? Not to just shove down and ignore and say, oh yeah, pushes my buttons, I don't know why, and allow it to continue. There is a message in buttons that are being pushed, and generally speaking, has to do with our karmic purpose, our life soul plan on this planet, and lessons that we need to learn. So the beauty of paying attention to emotions and noting when they occur and being able to step outside, note what's happening, and then further diving into them and really coming to understand, coming to see what's going on. You know, what is the message? What is the lesson here that I need to work on yet? Anger is not a natural state. Fear is not a natural state. So when it arises and it disrupts our day, when it disrupts our energy signals, we need to pay attention because we don't want to be in a fearful state. It has such a strong effect on our energy system. And if you do that exercise where you're comparing how it feels to be in anger, how it feels to be in a place of joy, of gratitude, see how that feels. There's no comparison. Right? Anger is just such a strong effect on our energy system, where, like I said, very constrictive. It has just so many ripples through us. Gratitude, so beautiful, blissful, joy, love, higher vibration. You can feel your body relax. If you're going to do this exercise side to side, you feel your body relax. You feel yourself open. Maybe you have a smile on your face where you were just clenching your teeth. And it really drives that exercise home, really allows you, again, to step outside and say, yeah, wow, anger is strong physically on my energy body. Whereas gratitude really is a blessing, brings us into that alignment, brings us into harmony. It's where we're supposed to be. So if we can begin our day in that place of focused, higher energy, my goodness, try it. It's just such a driving force for your day, all right? So there's lots of stuff in there to work with, depending where you're coming from. But just remember, after all, that it's thoughts that create your reality. And if you're lost in your thoughts, if you're lost in worry, lost in that fear, then we need to work with that, all right? There's always a way out and always a way to shift, go to from fear to fab. I love that expression. I'm going to use that a lot. But we can shift from fear to fabulous energy. But it is a bit of effort on yourselves, right? But number one is stepping outside and becoming observer, right? So really just paying attention to what your body is saying to you, not just treating it as this thing that you carry around with you and you boss around and tell you what to do, right? It's giving you these beautiful signals of these emotions and you say, nope, not now, shove it down. I'm going to march ahead and not worry about that at all. And of course, when you do shove energy down, when you ignore energy, it doesn't go away because energy doesn't die. It doesn't just dissipate. It exists and it will always exist unless we shift it, move it, change it in some way. But there's some action that needs to take place, right? If we continue to just shove energy down into our physical core, into your solar plexus, into your gut, into your stomach, where that tends to live. Other places for sure, but that's a big seat of frustration, lives in your stomach area, solar plexus. Oh, you can just feel it, right? It's just going to build up. It's just going to build up. So we need to shift that energy. And becoming aware is a huge part of shifting energy. In energy work that I've done, sometimes just acknowledging something to a client is enough to shift it, to bring it to their attention. When I do energy work with someone, I always say that I'm just a hollow bone, which is a beautiful expression from the Aboriginal community, from a healer elder that I sat in circle with. I am just a hollow bone, and the information, the energy flows through me to you. I'm doing nothing. You know, I'm not a part of that. And I feel that truly. It's just I'm allowing the energy, that divine light, to reach whatever part it needs to go. But then I pick up on information, which share with the person sitting across from me. And again, sometimes just being aware of that, vocalizing it, really putting that energy in word and thought out there is enough to shift it, really. And energy can shift in just seconds, which is just a beautiful thing about energy when you really hit it, you know, it's just smack on, that you've got the right the right thing that needs shifting. Yes, then it can shift very quickly. So back to emotions. Let's make an effort, you know, this week as we're sitting in this energy of Venus in retro, sitting on this plateau before we dive into the new. Remember that we're here to create the new. It's not something that's just going to happen, right? And here's my other favorite thing. I've got to get this out into this time, is that when we are feeling something, and this is something I tell my daughter all of the time, when we are feeling something, our buttons are being pushed, remember this. No one is doing anything to you, okay? We've got to get out of that mentality. That is outward thinking, power over mentality. And we need to shift that now as we're in this time of transformation. I was writing a post about weaving kindness, compassion into this new fabric of our society. So we are, you know, we are in control. If you catch yourself saying that, you know, he made me feel this. And of course, little kids do this all the time. And this is why, again, I bring my 11-year-old into this, because when she says something like that, I remind her, no one does anything to you. No one forces you to do anything. It is all your choice. You are allowing yourself to feel that way. Then I get the glaze because she is 11. This could be, you know, it's a big topic. A lot of adults give you the glaze look. Like, no, he's doing it to me. No, no one's doing anything to you, especially energetically. It's rising from within you. It's something that you are creating, something your body is saying, pay attention. But no one does anything to you, all right? The same thing that I tell my daughter if she says, oh, I don't like this girl, I don't like that, I don't like that behavior, I say no. Again, it's not that we like or don't like people, we just don't resonate with their energy. And this is something we can all build into our own lexicon and stop pointing fingers, you know, that blame game, that acknowledging the power over society that we've created. It's pulling that responsibility back within you. Because you and you alone are responsible for your energy. You and you alone. I'll say it one more time. You and you alone. 100%. You are responsible for the energy that you create and you're putting out there in the world. 100%. Oh, it might not seem it sometimes because, again, we're not taught to do that. But if you're sharing this space with me right now, you're on that path of becoming aware of how to shift it and to take control of your thoughts. We talked about that wonderful way to start your day, sitting there before you begin your day and focusing your thoughts on what do you want from that day. Do you want to be in a place of chaos? Then get up and just go start your day. Start doing those millions of tasks. Give yourself this gift of 15 minutes to focus your thoughts. Build within your mind what it is you want to create. Not only for the day, but the vision for your life, because that's where creating starts, all right? It's not about action. I'll tell you this right now. It's not about action. It's not about how much you do. It's how much you focus your thoughts. Your thoughts create your reality 100%. There's no deviation. No person is different. That is what it is. Your thoughts have an effect upon your energy field, your body. Negative, chronic, negative, heavy thoughts will create a chronic, negative, heavy dis-ease within your body. Absolutely. Sit in that place of joy and gratitude on a daily basis, and you will create ease within your body. You will bring your body within that place of harmony, within that place of alignment with your soul calling, with divine energy. So it's your choice. It's your choice how you want to start your day. I should mention right now, I have been just so in love with this course that I've created starting in August, and I'm calling for 10 women. And this is, I'm asking for a women-only circle so that we can share freely within that energy. But there are 10 women out there who I know are ready to begin this journey of transformation. I know I have seen it already in the energetic plane. So I'm calling this course Unleashing the Goddess Within. We will journey with 5 different goddess energies beginning in August, like I said, the second weekend in August. It is right now an online class, but of course, if you are here on the Big Island of Hawaii and would like to meet face-to-face when we can, and it's safe, I put out there, we'll be open to opening that circle. But right now, 100% online, 10 beautiful women out there who are courageous and just have this desire to change, know they have some stuff to shed, would like to journey with me. We will go together into the underworld. We'll begin in August calling in and invoking the energy of Kali Ma, which is the fierce mother, destroyer, creator. And we will ask her to dissolve all of our resistance to change, all of our resistance. And we'll begin the rest of the year journeying each month with a new energy. Again, walking hand in hand, going through our own initiation by fire and really, you know, walking, talking the walk at that point, walking the talk, talking, oh, it always comes out backwards. So starting in August, so you can find that details on my website. And I think it's, I also put it up on Eventbrite. So Unleashing the Goddess Within, and it's all about connecting to your personal power because it's time. It's time. It's time that all of us acknowledge that we've created this power over society and really begin this work, you know, this work with dealing with emotions, dealing with where we are on a day-to-day basis, understanding that we are energy, understanding that our thoughts create our reality out there, that our thoughts can change and alter our physical body, creating dis-ease or harmony, both ends, and begin to walk the walk, you know, do this work. It just takes a couple of moments each day, but it is that beginning of the journey of conscious awareness. Oh, lots of stuff. See, I said in the beginning that there was lots of thoughts in my head, lots of stuff that wanted to come out. And what came out was, of course, perfect, and what was intended to come out for today. Geez. It's like, that seems to be, you know, just a lot of stuff that came out today. And of course, we learned about pufferfish as well, and how they are the lawnmowers of the coral beds. That's really interesting. All right. So if you would like to connect more and learn more about energy, learn more about emotions, there's lots of opportunities to connect with me. You can pop onto my website. We can talk on Facebook. And I'm, like all of us, available a lot these days. Not a lot going on yet. But I just open that doorway, because many times when we begin this journey, we don't know what we're getting into. You know, I say, and no one said that to me when I began this journey, that once you put that little finger into the rabbit hole, that you're going way down and it's not coming back up the other way, you know, the same way, I should say. It is a big journey, and I am here as your guide and also as a spiritual counselor, as I've been acting for the last 10 years, to hold your hand and to journey with you should you need some support on this journey. So please do reach out. We've been through some really tumultuous times, you know, energetically especially, very intense energy. Like I said, we're on this plateau at this moment right now, so it is a time to take a break. But as these reflections come up and as we journey deeper with Venus, things might be popping up for you. So give me a shout. I'm here and would love to connect. So that is where we're at today. Thank you so much in gratitude for sharing this space with me, and for sharing your energy and your breath. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Remember, from my heart to your heart, we are all one and we are all here together. Many blessings and aloha for a beautiful week. Bye.